With the WBZ New England Weekend, this is Jordan with our resident naturalist and photographer, Joy Marzolf of thejoysofnature.com. And Joy, cleaning up the garden during fall is a nice idea, but you don't want to go too far. Can you explain?
Well, have you noticed a decline in bees and butterflies in your yard in recent years? Our gardens actually play a huge role in supporting wildlife diversity, and what we do in them each fall can make a huge difference. All native bees are important pollinators, and when we remove every last overwintering site by cutting everything down and completely cleaning up the garden, we're not helping ourselves. We need these bees, and our gardens can provide them with much-needed winter habitat. Butterflies are also another example. Unlike monarchs, most of our local butterflies stay put during the winter in one form or another, taking shelter somewhere dry and safe till spring. The mourning cloak, the comma, and question mark are some that actually overwinter as adult butterflies. They hide under tree bark, in leaf litter, or into rock cracks until spring arrives. Some, like swallowtails, cabbage whites, or sulfurs, actually overwinter as chrysalises and can be found tucked into leaf litter or even hanging from plant stems. Fall garden cleanups remove these animals along with the stems and leaf litter. These animals definitely depend on everything from the fallen leaf or seed pod where they hide, or even the leaf litter where they're hiding as well. If we cut down and clean up the garden, we're possibly eliminating overwintering sites for these beautiful pollinators, as well as eliminating the insects themselves too.
All right. Thank you, Joy, for a wonderful segment. To find out more, visit thejoysofnature.com. That's thejoysofnature.com, the website for Joy Marzolf. And we'll hear more from her next week about turkeys. Jordan here with the WBZ New England Weekend.